That conflict of interest.
Typically, if you'd have a standard meeting, right now, though, it's only you and Sarah as the committee members. So that's a good question.
All right. So, but let's go ahead and continue, and we'll start with Morgan as far as introductions.
Yeah. Would you like me to go with the committee?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You're here. You're part of it.
Yeah. So Sarah, would you like to go for us?
Sure. I can find where the button is. I'm Sarah Peterson, and I am a member of the committee, and my day job, I am the early care and education director, I'm the director of the early care and education programs for Honor Health and here down here in Phoenix.
Thank you. Don, you want to introduce yourself?
Don Harrington. I'm the chair. I work for a company in town as well, and I live up in northern Arizona, so that's me. I'm too old to be interesting.
Thank you. Suzanne?
I'm Suzanne, and this is my first meeting. I have been a provider for Hope Group for 22 years and a provider altogether for 25 years. I do rehabilitation, respite, job coaching, and I have done RBT work as well. So, and I currently, between all of those things, I have 15 clients right now.
Wow.
So I work 7 days a week. So, but I love my job. So I love being a provider. I love doing what I do. So I'm excited to be a part of this. I was glad that I was asked to do it. So.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
And then Cynthia.
Hi. Yes, this is also my first meeting, and I work kind of very similar to amongst all of you, just providing different care. I actually work with a company that is called APT Training, and we provide training to anyone that becomes a provider and works for people in their homes as their caretaker. So I make sure that they're following policies and procedures. And more than anything, I think to me is making sure that I'm very explicit about preventing abuse and making sure that we're always doing the right thing.
Thank you. We have Larry.
Good evening, Larry Allen with ADOA.
Thank you. Ian?
Hi, good evening. Ian Wilson here with United Healthcare Community Plan. I work in member advocacy alongside the OIFA team.
Thank you. Ashley?
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Mason. I'm a veteran advocate and adult behavioral health liaison with Mercy Care.
Thank you. Christina?
Hi, good afternoon? I don't actually know what time of the day it is right now. My name is Christina Hedges. I am the DDD Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator. Thanks.
Thank you. Katrine?
Hello, everyone. I'm Katrine Fille, Behavior Analyst and PRC Administrator with DDD.
Thank you. Joan?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Joan McQuaid. I'm with the CARES Administration, and I'm here supporting Morgan and Michelle.
Thank you. Michelle?
Hello, I'm Michelle Rademacher. I'm a DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison, and I'm part of the CARES Administration with DDD.
Thank you. I'm Morgan O'Hara. I'm the other DDD IOC Liaison, and we do have two phone numbers here with us. I have a 480 phone number.
It's a Frederica Graham with Access.
Hey, Frederica. Thank you. And then a 928 number.
I believe that's a member of the public waiting for the call to the public.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go right to left. We'll start with Christina. Do you have anything updates?
Oh my gosh, Don, you called on me so quick. I was in the process of pulling my notes up right now.
Okay.
Give me 20 seconds. Oh, Michelle, go for it. Saved by the Bell.
I just wanted to interrupt just quickly, if possible, just to talk about something procedural. Don, currently you have two applicants that are at this meeting, and they did just introduce themselves briefly. It's up to you if you want to go out of order. But if you would, because the committee is rebuilding and we're low in membership, there's no vote at this time. You would either accept their applications or not, and you could speak with them a little bit more if you'd like to.
So the applicants are Suzanne, and who's the other one?
Cynthia? Did I say that right?
Yes, it's Cynthia.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. They passed Larry's bar, right?
Yes, that's correct. And the background checks have come back clean as well.
Oh, then that's good enough for me. Welcome to IOC North. Yeah, so Cynthia, remind me what it is, that what kind of work you do?
Yeah, so I actually work for a training company called APT here in Arizona, and we provide training support for providers who go into clients' homes and provide care like attendant care, respite care, or rehabilitation. So I make sure that I'm training with DDD guidelines.
Okay, do you train just for your company, or do you go to other licensing?
A little bit of both right now, just for my company, but in the past I've done actual other agencies through just private pay.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of everything. And prior to that, I did work in education with students who specifically had autism, and I was a program coordinator. And I'm kind of familiar with ESA, different forms of funding through just education, and just kind of a little bit of everything.
Okay. So, Suzanne, so happy to have you here too as well. So that's going to boost our, I don't think I've ever had more than just one other member. So now we got four. Sweet. That makes us important, guys. Okay, so we're with Christina.
Well, perfect. You bought me some time, so I appreciate that. Some updates that we have within the division: we are still continuing to run our PBS training. We actually had our last trainer clinic, I believe it was last week. We are now seeing that we have had over 7,000 direct support professionals and trainers complete the training, and we're just seeing that number grow, which is amazing. I think I've spoken about this before, but we are giving a pre-test before the training and then a post-test after the training. And when comparing those two tests, we're seeing about a 22% increase in knowledge. So people are learning things during the training. We also are submitting or asking people to complete a survey when they are done with the training that really talks about the applicability of the training and how satisfied they were with the training. And on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest, we are seeing the average at, I believe the latest numbers are 4.67. So people really feel like the training is not only, you know, kind of fun for them to take, but it's really applicable to their jobs and who they might be, you know, whether it's a caregiver professionally or as a family member. So that's awesome. I believe our latest numbers show that we had 114 families or caregivers take the training through Raising Special Kids. So we're seeing some really great things come from that. The Bridging the Gap Conference for Behavioral Health Providers in Phoenix is gonna be held on September 5th and 6th, with September 7th being a special day just for BCBAs. I'm sure Katrina's very excited about that. We had some really good feedback from our conference in Tucson, and so we're excited to do it again up in Phoenix at Desert Willow. And that conference is really geared towards helping behavioral health providers know how to better support DDD members as they go through behavioral health services. The final thing that we have rolling out in in OIFA or CARES right now is we actually just yesterday opened up our registration for our Self-Care for Caregivers conference. This is our second annual one. We held one conference last year in Phoenix and it got such positive feedback that not only are we doing it again, but we're doing it in Tucson and in Phoenix this year. I don't want to toot our own horns or be too optimistic, but hopefully maybe in the future we can come up to District North. I know it would be really great to be able to support the caregivers up there as well. Like I said, the registration opened yesterday, and I think for the Phoenix conference, we're already at over 300 registrants. So if you want to join, if you want to be a part of that conference, please, please, please register as soon as possible. I can make sure that Michelle and Morgan send the links out to you guys.
I was just going to ask that. Can you put that in the chat, please? If not, yes, if we can get that, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I will definitely grab it right now. Does anybody have any questions for me?
I had one, but I lost it. I did do the behavioral health train the trainer, and it was a wonderful class. The instructor, I think, was Zoe, was her name. Not sure, but she's a natural instructor. She was just super duper. So I enjoyed it tremendously. So 7,000. I mean, that's quite a bit. So
yeah, that's just the data that we have processed. So we do have a little bit of a backlog as well. So I think it's probably actually higher than that.
Right. So I have three families that did that. And actually four families that did that. And we're still waiting on their certificates. So is that the backup you're talking about?
Who did they do the training through?
No, not through a DDD trainer, through a train the trainer for our company.
Which company is that, Don?
Fostering Hope.
Let me look into that. So you took the train the trainer and then you sent some staff through?
Yeah, I didn't do the training. It was done by another member, but I've had four families go in through that that train the trainer.
Do you know when they took it?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. I will look into that and follow back up with you, okay?
Well, I don't want to cut the line, so, you know, but I appreciate your efforts.
Of course, of course.
Let's go to Ian.
Oh, go ahead, Katrine.
Sorry about that. I had a quick question for Christina. I'm hearing that the self-care conference is also in Tucson. So my question is there a Spanish version? How does that work?
Yep, we'll have interpretation services available. So when you register, there is an option that says you need interpretation services. And if you click it, we will make sure that we have an interpreter there for you.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
I should have asked. Any other questions? Okay. Now we'll go to Ian.
Thanks, Don. Nothing for United Healthcare, no updates. I'm just here to take questions back to the health plan if anybody has anything.
So United, do they just cover part of the state and then Mercy Care the other? Is that how that works?
Correct. I can give you like a map of the geographic like locations if that would be helpful for you.
Okay. And is Mercy Care still providing coverage? I had heard a rumor. Somebody said what somebody said. Have you heard anything?
I can't necessarily speak for Mercy Care. I mean, I know the RFP for the long-term care has been up in the air now for a couple of weeks, if that's what you're referencing, Don, but I can't speak to DDD specifically.
Okay, that's fine. That'll give me something to go on anyways. Does anybody have any questions for Ian? Okay. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Suzanne.
I don't have a question, but I was at the Autism Coalition event that I was at last month. Mercy Care was there, so I'm assuming they're still providing coverage. They had a table.
I would think so, Suzanne. I can't speak with authority.
No, I know. I just I just wanted you to, because I was right next to United Healthcare and then Mercy Care was on the other side of me. So
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
Of course.
I can speak to that a little bit, Dawn, if you want. So the RFP that went out was not for Mercy Care's DDD line of business. It was only for their long-term care, elderly and physically disabled line of business. So anybody who is DDD and still has Mercy Care will not be affected.
Okay. So the foundation for my question was I have a member that had Mercy Care and he was told to find another carrier. So I directed him to United, but I just didn't understand why. So
was he a part of the Altex plan?
I don't think so.
But well, any member that was a part of the Altex, I can speak more to this when you guys call on me. But if you are a part of Altex, they sent out premature letters before the judge gave a recommendation. And now that he has given his recommendation, everything is paused. So, and that came out in the update this week that okay. Everything is paused right now.
Okay. I have that update. It just didn't register. So I'll go back and look at that. Any more questions? Oh, Lee Gibbs is here.
I am so very sorry that I am late. I've been on a call and I couldn't get off the phone.
Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Leah Gibbs, and I work for the Division of Developmental Disabilities, and I am our Bureau Chief for our CARES Administration.
Okay. We were just talking about rumors that I'd heard about Mercy Care, because I had a member that was told that they had to change insurance companies. So...
has anyone been able to help you get some more information around that yet?
Well, we got some. Ashley has some that she'll disperse. But, if you know any secrets.
Oh, I don't know secrets, trust me, Don. But I assume that you're aware that what happened was when the Access Administration was doing their contracting for the new agency to provide long-term care services to the elderly and physically disabled program. So that's the other long-term care program in the state of Arizona. There's the one for the Division of Developmental Disabilities, the Disabilities Program, and one for the elderly and physically disabled program. And when Access went through their request for proposal, RFP, the state contracting process, they awarded that contract to two agencies. There was an agency who challenged that award and felt that it was not, they felt that they should have been awarded, and it was heard in front of an administrative judge. And Access has announced that they have put a hold on the transition process to the contractors that they awarded based on the findings from that administrative judge, and more information is to come. Okay. Does that help everybody?
Well, that helps me, and it makes sense because the member that told me this it does have a physical disability, so
okay, mm-hmm.
That's probably why he got the letter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go down to the line, Joan. One of my favorite repeat presenters.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Joan McQuaid. I wanted to let you folks know that during the pandemic, we had stopped redacting the community incidents because that was where they were putting all of the COVID incidents, all of the exposures, et cetera, and there were just hundreds of them. So I just want to let everybody know we are now back to redacting the community incidents. There's community complaints, community other. So just when you're seeing this, say, where has this been or where did this come from? That's the reason why. So once you start receiving incidents that were either opened or closed in August, you will start seeing the community other incidents. And on a very happy note, we have a new redactor that's going to be starting the day after Memorial Day.
And as you know, we have a backlog at the moment. We have some folks from the CARES administration from other departments that have graciously offered to assist, and I'm going to be training some people tomorrow on redaction and audits, and then we'll have our new staff starting, who will hopefully be up and ready to be trained in about a month, because he's going to be starting in 2 weeks, and he's got to go through a bunch of trainings and things that are just DES and DDD based. So things are looking up. It's making me happy. Hopefully we will be able to take some real chunks out of that backlog.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Joan? Okay. Katrine. Oh, noticed that Dean has joined us. Dean, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Dean Thomas, PRC District North Chair. And I have Katrine here as well. She's my administrator for District North and District East for PRC. Don, you wanted updates or?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll start with you.
Okay. Things are going well. District East or North, excuse me, is current, and we're helping out with District East. I'm not sure if you're aware, but PRC did hire for a new district. Let Katrine handle that part of it and let you guys know what's going on with that. But that seems to be doing training for them, and they're doing shadowing and doing some co-chairing throughout the districts and getting up to speed. So everything's good over here at District North, Don, and getting the behavior plans and out and approved and all that kind of stuff and reviewed and as quickly as we can. So,
well, I'm certainly glad of that. I did present two plans to the West and the new state chair. I forget what she called herself, you know, but she actually presented the meeting. She's quite nice, very polite. So I feel like good things are coming for plans now. So I'm glad. Katrine.
Yes, thank you, Dom. I'm glad to hear you met Cassandra.
Cassandra, yes.
So, but first, kudos to Dean. Thank you so much for all the support you're giving to other districts. It's very much appreciated. So Cassandra is our sixth PRC chair. She has not a district assigned to her, but together with her admin, she will provide support to the other five existing PRC districts with their overflow, and she will also take care of the emergency PRCs when these are submitted to PRC, as we have only 2 days to review and send out a disposition. So we need a team that is well-trained and very flexible. For now, her admin is hired, is already trained, and is supporting another district where we actually have a vacancy. That would be in District Central. So there we have still our chair, but we don't have the admin anymore. So if anybody knows of being interested in joining the PRC team, we are hiring an administrative assistant for District Central. All meetings are virtual, so it doesn't really matter where in the state you are residing. We have the new revised behavior support manual going into effect next week, the 28th. So we started sending friendly reminders to the qualified vendors through our monthly PRC newsletter. These are also posted on the DS website. Every PRC district has also sent through mass emails the same message reminders. And these emails are sent to the behavior plan authors that each district typically works with. And we will continue doing this on a monthly basis and highlight every time some other updates from the revised BSM. They're all posted, but we thought it might be good to have an additional reminder to those teams. And I think that's about it.
I have one question. So we continue to submit the plans to the five PRCs. We don't submit any to the statewide, right?
Right.
Okay. And I did get the newsletter. I think I want to say that's the first one I've gotten. But yes, very helpful. A lot of good information in there for anybody who writes plans. So thank you.
Awesome. Can I ask how come you only have received one? It goes out every month since last year.
Yeah, I might have received more. I just wasn't aware that it was specific because I get so many.
Okay.
So I wasn't aware, but this time I caught it and kind of read through it. I read the change on the plans, the fact that the template is now required on all new plans, which is absolutely wonderful because I've been on those, volunteered on those boards when they're just still writing them hand, and it's a little tough to follow sometimes.
Mm.
And the new plan will keep you directed and focused on what it is that you need in that section.
Right. So absolutely. I think
it'll be great.
Awesome.
Any other questions for Katrine?
And then Don, just let you know that our disposition two follows that format of the BP format. So when we go through and make our changes, our recommendations, those are all in each section. So it's not hard to find what we're talking about and where the change needs to occur. So
I noticed that on the last correction I had to do to a plan, that was so easy and it doesn't overwhelm you as to how many corrections are on there unless there's a lot of corrections. But it's very easy to read, very easy. You just go right there and there you are. So
yeah, okay. instead of just writing them all in a bullet points, they're in each individual section. So
yeah, so it's really great. I'm really happy all these changes are coming. I think they're going to help. And the fact that there's no more backlog, that's going to help a lot. So I appreciate those efforts. And Larry, I haven't called on Larry yet, right?
You have not.
Larry.
Good evening, everybody. A quick update for you, Don. State fiscal year, new state fiscal year started in July. So that's up and going. We are almost a month and a half deep into that. So your annual report will be due November the 1st. So you still have a few months to get that done. Michelle and Morgan will be working with you on getting some data that you need for your report. And anything I can do to assist you on that, please let me know. I'll be happy to help. One other housekeeping items for the new members coming on. We have a training that's going to be sent out to you through TreyCorp. It's a Law 2000 training. It's on boards and commission. And so that will be sent to you here in the next 4 to 5 days. Be on the lookout for that. And there's a conflict of interest disclosure statement as well that needs to be filled out and sent back to me or to our HR department. And then that'll get that covered for you. Any questions that I could answer or try to answer for the committee?
I've got one. Last year, I used the format from the chair before me.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if that format is going to change or it's still good.
The format, yes. The format's fine.
Okay.
Absolutely. That was great. Cover letter should be exactly the same. We'll get that back out to you guys, so you guys will have that a fresh letter with on letterhead and all that. And then you guys can just plug in your information, or if you need help on formatting or getting that putting it all together for the committee, I'll be happy to do that for you as well. So just let me know what you need help on, if you need help, and we can get it taken care of for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And of course,
I'm going to do my best to be on time this year.
But
it could happen.
I believe in you, Don.
Leah,
you've done a great job.
Do you have any? Was there any other questions for Larry? Okay, I want to get to Leah because I enjoy her the most. So go ahead.
I have like the shortest speech on record. I think that Christina provided our updates.
Oh, yeah.
But I want you to know that I am more than happy to answer any questions that anybody might have for me while I'm here. Anything?
Anybody?
Anybody?
I think not.
Okay. Well, I was late. And so, but Christina, we talked about PBS and we talked about, okay. Yep, I think you got them, Don. Thanks.
Ashley Mason.
Hi, everyone. I do not have any updates as far as Mercy Care. I can answer questions about the Altex thing. I know as much as you do, like Leah said earlier, it is currently in process of making another decision through Access. So that's where it stands right now. Everything is paused. So the letters that went out stating you needed a new doctor, everything is paused. So there is no movement necessary.
Did you mention that?
Yes.
You were
I'm the veteran advocate here at Mercy Care.
Where are you based out of? Are you based out of
Yes,
Phoenix?
Our office is in Phoenix, but I go where Mercy Care covers, so throughout Arizona.
Okay. My my wife works out of the Cottonwood office, and she gave me your number as an advocate. So
okay.
I have your phone number on the wall.
All right. Yeah. You can always reach me at the OIFA team box too. If you have a general question or you want something broad and only a specific person can answer, I can always send it to someone else and get an answer for you. You can reach us at OIFATeam@mercycareaz.org, or you can reach me directly at masona4@mercycareaz.org.
Okay. It's thunder's getting quite loud and quite close. So if I go off, that's why. I appreciate that. And I think we've covered about everybody. Michelle, do you want to get the citizen on now, or do you want to wait and do it in when we go into private session?
So for the call to the public, you want to do that in public session, and then procedural wise for private session, just ask your committee if they would like to go in executive, if there's a reason to. If it's not to discuss confidential incident reports or behavior plan concerns, then you can have that discussion out in the public.
Okay. So why don't you see if he's there, and we can see what his concerns are.
Okay, well, it is time for the call to the public. If you have information that you'd like to share with the committee, now is the time. Committee members are not permitted to comment or discuss on the topics presented during the call to the public, otherwise to defend themselves if there was a reason to do so. If you have something to say, go right ahead. Hello, Mr. Delgado? Are you there with us? I'm sorry, sir, you're still on mute. If you're speaking, we can't hear you. To unmute, it would be star six. There you go.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Now we can.
Okay, I'll be brave. Advocate as usual. Parents between the compliance guidelines under ISP and objectives and goals, because sometimes they don't remember on what's important to them, but it works such in that little area, but way out, we don't get that much input. But those of us like me and others, we do our best. What I wanted to ask, though, and on the committee, it used to be the Rights Committee, now it's IOC, but I don't know if it's in compliance with your program or agenda, but I'm gonna ask, I do research and I count several states and it brought to my attention on self-advocacy groups, and quite, back east there are quite a few of those in the committees. I want to know, do we have, or if not, is there any way that we could have on a committee like yours on the IOC, be a member on the line item, to have a self-advocacy representative to tell the committee on what they are doing in their category before the public? I think back east, they do this. They have committees, all kinds of them, of course, but I thought it brought to my attention. And I said, you know, I was thinking under the Human Rights Committee, maybe a committee person from the self-advocacy. And they do a lot of things in their group. But I don't hear too much about it going before the public, or something like going on, maybe like, you know, meetings like this one, or other one, advisory council, TMH council, town hall. And I was wondering, can this committee make a recommendation that maybe put it on the agenda as part of the input and update? And I think that group has a lot to offer, something that maybe a lot of us are not aware of. That's all I wanted to say. I thought it was kind of important, but I didn't know exactly what procedure or what the public policy or practice or bylaws in this area. But it'd be nice if it was, that's all. Give my opinion. Thank you for allowing me to make my remarks.
Michelle, I'll let you take that one.
Well, we can add this to the agenda for the next meeting discussion if the committee would like to do so. That would be my feedback on that currently.
Okay, but the group he's talking about could join as a community member, right?
Well,
oh yes.
So, Mr. Delgado, well, can you?
Yes, go ahead. I'm just a support advocate. I hear the things, I call different states, and I do updates, and I'm on several calls on the teleconference call when they want my input in the areas from Arizona, and I do a lot of research and updates on my private and independent life, and if there's something interesting, I write it down, keep it in my file, and if there's any kind of like case law developed, I'm involved in that. Decisions are making, things that makes sense. Compliance mostly what it is.
Right.
We're looking at two or three or four. Right now, we're looking at about four of them right now, but that's not being discussed, but it should be. But today, I just want to make my remarks if it is in compliance, or if it's in the bylaws and what I'm saying, and that what I hear on other states, they have a self-advocacy group. And boy, I hear they do a lot of things. And I just think it'd be nice to have one of them as part of the curriculum, as one of the committee people, when it's asked, give me an update, what is your group doing, etc. And the person who's given that, they're going to have a meeting here, we've got a training here, And all of that is good. I like that. Leah Gibbs does a lot of that in her leadership and really puts out a lot of interest. And I listen to that a lot.
But so, Mr. Delgado, if I can interrupt for a second, what is the name of the advocacy group that you want to be on the committee?
Well, no, I'm just, before I do that, I want to make an inquiry to find out if it's possible that they could be involved. I don't know that. Part on policy. See, it was just an inquiry. I wanted to find out what would it be like, and then I compare it with other states, and they had their input, but I haven't heard any kind of an input from the self-advocacy group on some of the age, like yours, a town hall or advisory council. But the planning council, they do have self-advocacy group, but that's about the only one. But I haven't gotten hold of them that much, but only because I'm just part of my learning from other states and what they do.
Okay.
And that the input's important. That's all. I'm just making a comment. And if I did, maybe I could contact them, but maybe your committee most likely would have saying something. Hey, that's a good idea. I think they should be
Hang on.
I like to hear.
Excuse me, Don.
Mr. Delgado, you're starting to loop. Okay. Ashley has a question. Go ahead, Ashley.
I'm sorry, guys. Mercy Care has a member.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yes, you got to go, Larry.
No. We are, per open meeting law, we are not allowed to have the back and forth with the general public on the call. So we need to table this conversation for the next meeting and put it on the agenda if the committee deems it's important enough to do so.
Okay.
Sorry, those are the rules.
Yeah. So you'll have to get in contact with Michelle before the next meeting to propose a subject or conversation. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for allowing me to make my remarks, but I didn't want to go too forward because I'm not familiar on some of the policy and procedures. And okay. I wanted to do it respectfully and crossing the line that I'm trying to do something right. It's just a point of opinion, I guess you might say, but other than believe in that format. But okay. I still think it's a good idea, should be discussed, and perhaps that could be the subject of. On other states, they had a lot of input. Like I said before, we don't hear too much about them and all these committees that they have. Well, they have
Mr. Delgado.
Thank you very much for your time.
Mr. Delgado, if you want to present this as a subject for the committee, you have to get in touch with either Michelle or Morgan O'Hara, and they will put it on the agenda, and only then can we talk about it, okay?
Oh, okay.
So we can't open a subject that's not on the agenda.
No. I understand that. That's one of my open remarks. I don't know if I'm familiar with the practice. I'm going to find out first. I just wanted to, because I'm not familiar with the practice at this point. But now it's explained it to me more. It's more clear. And I want to approach it more of a just a kind of approach and amendment, and the approach in that area. That's all. That's this point. But we already said what it's supposed to do. That's good. I could follow through on that, and I'm just trying to get information as an advocate that my subject of that I'm talking about when I heard others.
Okay, Mr. Delgado.
That's all I want to say. Well, thank you very much for my
time. That's fine. Thank you. That's fine. We understand. Since it's not on the agenda, then we can't discuss it. So you'll have to call Michelle or Madison and have them put it on the agenda, and then we can discuss whether we want to hear it or not. Okay? That's the rules. Does anybody else have anything they want to mention or say? Okay. Thank you, everyone that's here. If I could get the committee members to stay on the feed for just 1 minute after. Sarah, you and Ashley, not Ashley, I'm sorry. Cynthia and Suzanne. if you could hang on just for a second, okay? The rest, sure. I think you can go about your evening. Thank you so much, Don, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Bye, everybody. Day. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Frederica.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Larry. Hey, has the recording stopped?
No, but I can
kill that.
Yeah.
Yeah.